The Guardian. Hillary Clinton has kept alive her hopes of winning the Democratic nomination with a strong victory over Barack Obama in the Pennsylvania primary. Clinton appeared to take about a 10-point lead over Obama in the final results. That allows her to make the argument that she should be allowed to continue the race to fight the contests that lie ahead, from Indiana, North Carolina, all the way through to Puerto Rico, which casts its votes in June. The results pointed to some weaknesses in Obama's candidacy, and this could be a factor in the contests that lie ahead. Clinton performed much better than Obama among white working-class males, among people in rural areas, among people who said that they own guns, that they're churchgoers. These are crucial constituencies looking ahead to the general election in November against John McCain. And the Clinton strategy now is that by highlighting these weaknesses in the Pennsylvania primary, they can perhaps make the case to the superdelegates, elected officials in the Democratic Party who may well decide this contest, that Obama will not be able to win against McCain because he somehow cannot connect with this core constituency of white working-class males. At the same time, though, while Clinton's win here does keep her campaign alive, it doesn't bring her that much closer to victory. Obama still has a very strong advantage in delegates and in the popular vote. Hillary Clinton, with her big win in Pennsylvania, just managed to pare down his advantage. But most importantly, Barack Obama has a money advantage. He outspent Hillary Clinton 3-1 in Pennsylvania. He can do the same in Indiana and North Carolina. The Clinton campaign is hoping that the big win in Pennsylvania will open up the coffers, will get more donations coming in online. Indeed, the campaign says that they got $1 million in donations within a few hours after victory being announced. But they also have to acknowledge that they are $10 million in debt, they're strapped for cash, and unless they can take in a lot of money very quickly, they will not be able to compete on equal ground with Obama in the contests ahead.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.